The year was 1983. Asim Chhabra, a graduate student who had come from India just about a year back, needed to find a project for his journalism class at Columbia University.
I had to find something which was newsworthy. And for a while, I struggled actually to find something.
Then he stumbled across an interview with Satyajit Ray, India's most internationally renowned filmmaker. Ray was talking about the most famous film he never made. It was a sci-fi film he'd planned in the 60s in Hollywood about a small boy in a Bengali village who makes friends with an alien who crash lands in the village pond and makes water lilies bloom. Arthur C. Clarke gave it his blessing, says Ray's son Shundip in Kolkata.
So he listened to his concept and found it interesting. Well, why don't you go and write? I mean, write us a draft at least.
This was huge. Ray's brilliance with Hollywood special effects and the star power of Peter Sellers, maybe Marlon Brando or Steve McQueen. But in the end, it came to nothing. Then, in 1982, something changed.
What's he doing?
E.T.
Phone home.
E.T. Phone home.
Steven Spielberg made E.T., a story of a child who befriends an alien who also can make flowers bloom. Ray was upset, says Asim.
Alien, and he said, well, I just got a call from Arthur C. Clarke, who had seen the film in London. I haven't seen it, but he's saying that there's all these similarities between E.T. and the alien, the script.
Ray thought mimeographed copies of his script had gone all over Hollywood. Spielberg said he'd just been a schoolboy at that time and had never seen it. Nevertheless, Ray's son Shundip says the Hollywood misadventure left his father disillusioned.
It left a bitter taste.
Asim smelt a story. India, Hollywood, sci-fi, two great masters, and a whiff of possible plagiarism. But how does a greenhorn journalism student track down Satyajit Ray or Arthur C. Clarke or Steven Spielberg? There was no internet, no email. He typed up letters. There was no response. So he just called the AT&T international operator in desperation. Arthur C. Clarke was actually listed in Colombo.
I couldn't believe it.
And Clarke just came on the phone.
I remember he said something like, I told Ray that don't take it lying down. Do bring it up with Spielberg. But you can't actually sue him because Spielberg had made enough changes to E.T.
Then Asim managed to get a hold of Ray's biographer Marie Seaton in London by calling all the Marie Seatons listed. She gave him Ray's number in Kolkata.
And he said he'd received my letter, so he'll write to me. But I said, no, can I talk to you right now, sir? Because who knew when the letter would arrive? I had to graduate from my program.
Ray told Asim his great regret was now he'd never get to make The Alien.
Because people will say, I got the idea for Spielberg, and I'm sitting here in Calcutta.
Asim had his graduation story. But the story got a life of its own. Newspapers around the country picked it up.
I had one photocopy. It was a cover banner headline, newspaper in Illinois called The Sun. And the banner headline read, did E.T. come from India?
To make things more complicated, it was Oscars time. And Gandhi and E.T. were both in the fray. The Los Angeles Times asked Asim why he did the story.
I mean, do you want Gandhi to win the Oscars over E.T.? And I said, no, please, I want to graduate from the journalism school. It's a school project.
In the end, Gandhi won, E.T. lost. But Ray was unhappy with the entire controversy, to Asim's dismay.
His last sentence is, naturally, I don't want to hear anything more about this. As it is, I've earned a reputation because of the overzealous nature of journalists that I scarcely deserve. I still remember his words.
But time soothed nerves. Spielberg and Martin Scorsese helped lobby the Academy to give an honorary Oscar to Ray in 1992. The director received it from his hospital bed shortly before he died and thanked Hollywood.
I have learned everything I've learned about the craft of cinema from the making of American films.
Now the story of the film that never was is a beautiful book, Travails with the Alien, with that original script, his drawings, and all those letters back and forth from Peter Sellers, Marlon Brando, and studio heads to Ray in Kolkata. Looking at the book, Asim marvels at his cameo in the great drama.
So, I have been carrying this story with me since 1983.
The Alien never got made, but it was a dream come true for a journalist who loved Ray and Spielberg and films. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.